every time there is a royal visit to our country, it becomes an opportunity to focus on the bond between the monarch and Canada. And this current visit by King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla, all 48 hours of it, is extra special because of the historic nature of the trip. The King was invited by Prime Minister Mark Carney to read today's throne speech, an event that has happened, but very occasionally in recent decades, when King Charles' mother, Queen Elizabeth II, did the same in 1957 and 1977. Joining us to talk more about this royal visit and its importance, Suzanne Boyd, editor-in-chief and publisher of Zoomer Magazine and everythingzoomer.com. Thank you, Suzanne, for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, Suzanne, this trip, albeit a quick one, a big visit from King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla, it's been a while since a royal not named Harry visited Canada. So where does this trip rank among other recent visits from the royal family?
It's definitely the most significant because of everything you just laid out in that synopsis of the state of play of our nation. I mean, the fact that it's only for 2 days, it shows again that how important it was to come and make this visual and literal statement, as well as symbolic statement about the Canada sovereignty.
Yes, what do you make of that? In that it is not only an historical visit for us as Canadians, but also a message sent to Donald Trump.
Yes, and the thing about the monarchy, Charles is our head of state, and he's our sovereign, but we also talk about the monarchy and their soft power, this idea of the diplomacy and how this symbolism and this history can be wielded in these times, and this is sort of a textbook example of it. I think it was a really smart thing for the government to do. And the fact that King Charles is taking the time out during cancer treatments, he's obviously not a young man. And crossing an ocean can be arduous. And the fact that he's doing it, it says a lot.
We're talking with Suzanne Boyd, editor-in-chief and publisher of Zoomer Magazine, everythingzoomer.com. The royal visit, halfway done already. It's only a two-day visit from King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla. Suzanne, everythingzoomer.com has a great synopsis of the royal visit day one. Queen Consort Camilla, as soon as the plane doors opened yesterday, royal watchers, they could see that she was wearing a diamond maple leaf brooch over her heart. Tell us about the significance of that brooch, Suzanne, and its connection and history to Canada.
So I believe the last time we saw this brooch in Canada was in 2011 when Kate Middleton, now Princess of Wales, wore the brooch. And that was also sort of a watershed trip, which just showed the importance of the future of the monarchy and how well Kate and William will do when their time would come to, take up the mantle, which seems sooner rather than later as years have gone on. And so for Queen Camilla to wear that brooch was especially significant. The plane was flying Charles's Canadian Standard with three maple leaves at the bottom, and Charles himself was wearing a red tie and his Order of Canada. But it was really the brooch that popped, and I see that you snuck in a mention of Prince Harry.
A little bit there.
What is really interesting about this is she was also wearing an Anna Valentine pink dress. And that dress, that's coat and, that fit and flare dress, coat dress silhouette is very, very flattering on her. But that was the dress she wore to Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Oh.
Ah.
And so it's a rewear. And as we know, royals, their dressing is really sought out and really significant. So the fact she wore that dress to Canada, which is actually the former home of Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex, and the fact that Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan were here after, they left the royal family and they were in Vancouver for those 6 weeks right before COVID. I think it's really significant. Is this an olive branch?
Yes. Thank you for telling us that.
And I thought that was quite significant as well.
Right. Absolutely. And what, before we say goodbye to you, Suzanne, your observations of the King at the age of 76, despite his health problems, he looks quite robust. He's always warm, friendly, empathetic.
Yes, and I think this is why people still love the royal family and beauty above all and resilience. I mean, the back to the brooch, the maple leaf brooch, that was given to the Queen in 1939 by her father, King George, before she made her a royal tour of Canada back then. So that sort of continuity of that sort of commitment to the Commonwealth, to Canada, I think people really sort of respect and support that because, you know, he came here in this fraught time for him when we needed him to be here as a country. So I think that is what we're seeing, and that's what it's going to mean as we look back on it in history.
You will find everything on this royal visit, King Charles and Camilla, on everythingzoomer.com with all kinds of interesting information like Suzanne has just provided us. Suzanne Boyd, editor-in-chief and publisher of Zoomer Mag and everythingzoomer.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.